Okay, we are on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So, first Mishnah of the Masechta told us about Shivas Yomim Kedem Yom Kippurim Afrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeis Lishkas Parhedrin. And now we speak about what actually happens during those 7 days. So the Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Yomim, during the 7 days, Hu Zirik Es Hadam Umachter Es Akteris Umitiv Es Aneris. So during this 7 day period, the Kohen Gadol is involved in Zrikas Adam. He's Makdir the Keteris, he's made to the Neris, he prepares the Neris. We know how Tavas Neris is the preparation of the Neris. And he's Makdir of the Resh and the Regal of the Tamid, of the Tmidin. Ushar kol hayamim, the rest of the year, im rotza lahakriv makriv, if he wants to be makriv. In other words, if the Kohen Gadol comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he chooses to do some type of avodah, im rotza lahakriv makriv. Meaning the mishmar of kahanim who have been excitedly waiting for their week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, they cannot be menea, they cannot protest, they cannot tell the Kohen Gadol, we've been waiting for months to come to the Beis HaMikdash. He can come in and he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Shar kol hayamim im rotza lahakriv makriv, because the din is Kohen Gadol makriv chelik bereish v'nekel chelik bereish. He's able to be makriv first before anyone else. He can take whichever portion he wants. That is the prerogative of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, what is the reason why he is involving himself in the various avayda? Rashi says, "Uzerik es adam shel tmidin kedei sheyirogel umezumen ba'avaydas yom kippurim." So this is to habituate himself with the avayda of Yom Kippur. So he needs to go for a full week beforehand, and he needs to do so. The Rambam in Pesach Mishnah says, "Hayim margal atzmi ba'avayda kol elu hashiva yomim kedei shetei noicha olav." So, you know, seemingly a similar thing, that he's being margal himself so that it would be easy for him when he does it. It's not going to be difficult because it's not the first time that he's doing it. We mentioned that he's made to the Neris, saying as he removes and cleans out the lamps and so on. And all the rest of the year, let's just see the Rashi, Sharkal Yamim Brotza Lahitiv or Lahakriv. As kol carbon sheets and makriv ve'ein hamishma yachal akiv al yadei, the mishma which is on duty that week, they're not able to stop him. He's makriv chilek bereish, and so on. He's the first one to decide what to do whenever he wants, and he can take the chalukas achilas kachem, he can take a manayasa, whatever he wants, he can do. Good. Says the Gemara like this: Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Amrav Chizda L'Chair, it is the like Rabbi Akiva. L'Chair, it's not going like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, Amar Tahar Shanafalav Hazah Tamasi. Meaning, we said before, in the previous figures, that, remember we had a discussion about the Kohen HaSerith, as Hapara, and the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days before Yom Kippur. So we had Machlokes Tanayim as to whether all 7 days Hazah is done to him, or is it only done to him on Shlishi Ushvi, or maybe it's only on one of the two. But Al Kapanim, certainly Hazah is being done to the Kohen Gadol, be it twice, be it every single day. Shita's Rabbi Akiva is, if we know that Shlomo Melech said, the Gemara is going to quote this, Shlomo Melech said in possible frustration, I thought I would be wise, I'd be a chacham, and I see that it's rechayki mimeni. And the Gemara is going to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, what is part of the frustration, what is something which Shlomo Melech didn't understand, that if you have an individual who's tamei and your maza on him, he becomes tahar. If you have an individual who is tahar and your maza on him, he becomes tamei. So according to Rabbi Akiva, says Rav Chisda, for all, as far as we're concerned, it could be that this Kohen Gadol is 100% Tahar. Remember we said that this was a Maila which they did And we said that one of the reasons why they did this is because they were makel, because they used to use a kohen gadol, who they were metame b'yayim, and they were metar b'yayim, and he's a tful yayim, and they did this lahitzi milivin shalt stokim, and so on. So therefore there were other various chumras which they did. One second, I'm sorry, I'm confusing that. That was the case with the Kenneth Surface apart. Scratch that. I'm sorry, let's leave that out. The point is, according to Rabbi Akiva, Lamaisa, it was a mile which they did for the Kohen Gadol, that either all 7 days or on Shlishi V'Shvi, they were maz upon him. But it could be that he's actually tar. And if he's tar, and now they're maz upon him, so now he becomes tamei. If he becomes tamei, he's not able to do avodah. And our Mishnah says that he does avodah all 7 days. So that's the Gemara. That's what Rav Chisda is saying. It's the lake Rav Chisda, Rabbi Kiva.
I don't understand Shlishi V'Shvi when it says Kol.
Well, the question is, let's just figure it out. The Mishnah says for all 7 days he does the Avodah. We had a discussion previously as to when the Hazor takes place.
Because the Hazor is the
Zorik,
is it not?
No. The Mishnah is just telling us that all 7 days he does the Zrikas Adam of the Tamid, and he's Makter, the Keteres, he's Mates of the Nearest, and so on. Now, previously we said that either on the third and the seventh day of the 7 day period that he is there, he receives hazah, or all 7 days he receives the hazah. He receives hazah for fear that in the event that he was maybe tamei. But the point is, alatzad, if he actually was tahar, which he very very possibly was tahar, and now that he receives hazah, according to Bikiva, he becomes tamei, and if he becomes tamei, he's not allowed to do avodah. So again, man tanam ruchizad like Bikiva, dear Bikiva. Ha'amar tahar shenaflav hazah timasa. He becomes tamei. So heichi avida avoda. How is he able to do avoda? Didanya vehizah hatahar al hatamei. So we say al hatamei tahar ve'al hatahar tamei. The Rabbi Kiva, the way Rabbi Kiva learns this pasuk is, it's coming to tell me that Dirk is vehizah tahar al hatamei. The dafka al hatamei becomes tahar, but if it's al hatahar, the tahar becomes tamei also. That is the way Rabbi Kiva learns. The chachamim aimrim, no, ein hadvarim halalu amurim ela bidvarim hamekablim tuma. Meaning this, that it says v'hiza hatar al hatamei. Why does it say al hatamei? It's coming to tell me that these things, this concept, the concept of hazah, only relates and only has halachic significance. We'll see what this means in a minute. But it only has halachic significance. Ella bidvarim hamekablim tuma. Only if the hazah was done on something which is mekabel tuma. Let's see one Rashi, and then we will start to understand what this means. Rashi says v'chachamim meimrim ala tamei. You know why it says those words? Lidrasha also. Le mishain divri hazah amurim. Meaning the concept of hazah, the halachic implications of hazah, were said, ela b'dvarim ha-mekabim tuma. Alvo b'dvarim she'ein mekabim tuma. Ein hazah, and he tells us, aleyen kruya hazaya. So in other words, let's say you do hazah to a stone. Go to a stone and do hazah. So we'll say that there was no real halachic significance of the hazah. We'll see in a minute, like klapi ma'advar ma'murim. Rashi says, benafkamino, shashirayim sheyesh be'ezayv, sheyari psulei hein, be'ein al hachshirin lahazis. Meaning, if you do hazah, let's say you have your ezayv, you have your agudas ezayv, you have your hisav, and you dip it into the mechatis. So you've got mayim hayim, efer para, it's mixed, and you take the ezev and you dip it in, and then you start to be mazah. So very often there's going to be plenty of liquid still left in the ezev, and you could perhaps be mazah a second time, one to a second person. Now, if you go ahead and you're mazah on someone who's not mekabel tumah, so in essence, all you've done is you've done some type of malacha, with the mechatis. I mean, you've used it for something which doesn't have a halachic a significance of hazar. And therefore, you're not able to use the shirayim in the ezoiv to be mazah again. If you're mazah on a human being, someone who's makabel tumah, someone who's a bar, kavalas hazar, so then you used it appropriately. You have some left over, you can be mazah again if you need to, or if you choose to, or whatever the case is, or in a different person. But if you're mazah on, let's say, an animal, or you're mazah on something which is not about Kabbalah's Tumah, so then you haven't done hazah, and if you haven't done hazah, then we say, actually, you've passeled the shirayim, whatever mayim chayim, whatever the mechatis is left inside the ezev, inside the hyssop, will become possible. So, one more time, says the Gemara. Again, we said, Tanya v'izatar alatami tar, v'alatar tami, that's where Rabbi Kiva learns it, the Chachamim, no. You know what is coming to tell me the words al hatami, that ain hadvarim halalu amurim, when is it considered to be a hazar, ela b'dvarim amakabim tuba. May, what does this mean? Get this now. Niskavin lahazi salabahimo. Let's say an individual had in mind to be mazah on a behemah. Now, a behemah is not makabel tumah. Certainly when it's alive, a behemah by definition can never become tummy when it's alive. You had kavana to be mazah ala behemah. What happened? Vehiza al ha'odam. Libesoif, you ended up being mazah on a human being. So we say like this, in yesh be'ezev, if there still is mechatis remaining in the ezev, yeshne. Do it again. Do it again on the person. Do it again on the person. Let's just look at one Rashi over here. Important. Rashi says, "Because it's not niskaven im yesh be'ezev yishna kolimer ruuyin hashirayim lahazis ala adam." The shirayim left in the ezev is still roy to be maz on a person. Like Rashi should sorech hazah to lay niskaven. So you need to actually go back and do it again. Now you might ask why. At the end of the day, you were mazah on a person who was tamei meis. Granted, you initially had in mind to be mazah on a behemah, aber lebeseif, you were mazah on a person who was tamei meis. So the Ritva explaining Rashi, his lashon is mikol makom oisei adam leinitar bahazar rishayna kaven shahaisa hazase shalei bekavana b'tzarach hazar cheres. So, Lamaisa, you have not succeeded in being metaher or in doing a halachically significant hazah when you are mazish le b'kavana. Obra hazah, shame hazah it has, nafkamina, that the shirayim, which is left in the agudas ezoiv, is still considered to be a viable mechatis, which can be now used again on the same individual. So again, k'dizna neskaven hazah ala behema, v'hiz ala adam, im yesh be'ezoiv, if there's still some left over in the ezoiv, then we say yishna. You go ahead and you do it again, but it's not nifsal. Whereas niskaven lahazis ala adam, v'hiz ala behema, but if you libesoiv were maza on an animal, im yesh be'ezoiv, meaning even if there's still left over in the ezoiv, la yishna. Why says Rashi la yishne de nifsalu b'malacha? Because that's considered to be that you did malacha with the mechatas. What are you doing? You're taking mechatas and you're sprinkling it on an animal. That's called a misuse of the mechatas. The nifsalu b'malacha says Rashi and the hazar shel behema shehizale ina hazar v'havi lahu kemayim shenasis ben malacha. Therefore, it is if you did malacha with the mechatas, and the mechatas is disqualified. That is what the Rabbanan say. So, first the Gemara explains my time with Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva say on v'hiza hatar al hatomei? Remember, we said according to Rabbi Akiva, it means that if you're mazah on a tomei, he becomes tahar. But if you're mazah on a tahar, he becomes Tameh, and it was based on that. The Rav Chisda said, well, if he became Tameh, and he's not able to do Malacha, then clearly can't be the Tan of our Mishnah. So my time with Rabbi Akiva, Nechtav Rahmana, Vehiza, Hatahar, Alav. Maya al hatame, meaning we know we are speaking about an individual who became tame meis. So why does he need to say vehizatar al hatame? We know he is the subject of this discussion. The words al hatame are actually my devotee giving echter b'chamin vehizatar al olav. Maya al hatame shmamina al hatame tahar v'alatar tame. Maybe it's going to be good for coming to tell me this paradox of paraduma. Rabbanan Nainam. Hi, Lidvarn Hamikablim Tuma Hudas, like we just explained. Meaning, when do we say that it's got a halachic significance that you've done a Maisa Hazar? If you're Maza on a Tame, on a person who's Tame Mace, you've got a bit left over, you can reuse it, and so on. If you're Maza Al Hatame, Hi, Lidvarn Hamikablim Tuma Hudasa. But you want to tell me, like, your Drasha Rabbi Kiva? Where if you're mazan, someone who's tahar, the tahar fellow becomes tame. Avahacha kalvachemru im al hatame tahar al hatahar lekolshigain. Madach, if you're mazan on a tame, he becomes tahar. You want to tell me if you are mazan on a tahar, he becomes tame? That doesn't make any sense. That can't be shot. What will Rabbi Kiva say to the Taina of the Rabbanan? Rabbi Kiva, Haina de Kama Shleimi Amartiach Kama Virachikimi Menu. No, you're right, it doesn't make sense, and it's exactly what Shleimi Melech meant when he said Amartiach Kama Virachikimi Menu. So, the question is, what did the Rabbanan do with Amartiach Kama Virachikimi Menu? Don't you, Rabbanan, agree that there is some type of difficult concept to understand Paradigm, which doesn't seem to make sense? So, the Rabbanan, Hahu, you know what they use that for? Lamaze ulamazen alav tahar v'negeh ben tamei. What they don't understand, or what they say that Shlomo didn't understand, is that why is it that the mazeh and the one who receives the hazah is tahar, but someone who touches it is tamei? Why should that be? That they didn't understand. Which Agav, they discussed, well, to the extent that the Rabbanan understood and knew that there was something which defies logic, which doesn't make sense, so then why did the Rabbanan challenge Rabbi Kiva with their Kal V'chemer and say, hey, Kal V'chemer, Madach, if you're Maza on someone whose tummy becomes Tar, for sure, if you're Maza on someone whose Tar, for sure, he should be Tar and remain Tar. But you yourselves, Rabbanan, understand and agree that there is some type of paradoxical concept which seems to defy logic. So then, why are you coming on the Rabbi Kiva with a Kal V'chemer, which, as we know, is purely logical, when you yourselves say that there is something which seems to baffle one's mind, which is that the mazin is tar, but if you touch it, your tummy, al kopanim, that is where we're holding. So before we see the Hemshech, where are we? We have said, our Mishnah says that all 7 days he is busy doing Avodah. Says Rav Chisda, this cannot fit with Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says, if you have an individual who's Tahar, and he receives a Hazah, he becomes Tameh. If he's Tameh, he can't do the Avodah. He cannot do the Avodah. The Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva say it's not true. Even someone who is Tahar, who receives a Hazah unnecessarily, remains Tahar. After all, that's a Kal V'chemer. What do the extra words of Ehiza Hatar Al Hatame come to teach me? It comes to teach me that when is there a halachic significance? When is it considered to be a Maisa Hazah? Only if you're Maza on an individual who is susceptible to Tuma. But if you're Maza on someone, on something which isn't the Bar Kabbalah's Tuma, it's not considered to be a Hazah, and therefore any leftover Mehatas is going to be Nifsal and so on. And in this discussion, we've mentioned the various shitas of the Rabban and Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, according to you, the Rabbanan, you're saying that the Mazeh, who is Mazeh on the Tameh, remains Tahar. And the Mazeh, the one who receives the Hazah, is Tahar. Frankly, Gemara on the Rabbanan, Mazeh Tahar? Is it true that the Mazeh is Tahar? But doesn't the pasuk say "Umazeh mei anida yichabes begadav"? So it doesn't. That clearly seem to show that right, that he becomes Tomei. Right, so Mazah Me'anid, or Yechabes Begadov. So the one who is Mazah the Me'anid, the one who is Mazah the Me'chatas, he needs to clean his clothes, purify his clothes, clearly implying that he became Tomei. So you see that the Mazah is clearly Tomei. Mazah Me'anid, or Yechabes Begadov, says the one, no, my Mazah Ne'geya. You know what Mazah means? It means someone who touches it. Like we said two lines ago. We said, L'mazah mazah nistar, the Ne'geya is Tomei. That's what it means. My Mazah means Ne'geya. Freg the Gemara, you can't say that. Vaksiv Mazah, Vaksiv Ne'geya. I mean, if you look at the pasuk, it says, V'hoysa lehem l'chukas olam, u'mazah me'anida yechabez begodov, v'ha'ne'geya, b'me'anida yitmad arev. So in the same pasuk, it mentions both the Mazah and the Ne'geya. So how can you tell me that the Mazah is in fact the Ne'geya when the pasuk says Mazah, the pasuk says Ne'geya? So you can't say that, number one. Number two, V'oid Mazah by Kibbutz. The one who does the Hazar requires Kibbutz Begadim. V'oid Mazah by Kibbutz Begadim, Ne'geya loy by Kibbutz Begadim. And that's what it says. It says, Mazah Me'anida Yechabes Begadov, whereas by Negea it just says Yitzma. So, number one, it mentions Mazah and it mentions Negea. Number two, the dinim seem to be different. So how can you say what you're saying? It says, Ella, my Mazah Noisei. It means if someone who carries the Me'chatas, that individual becomes Tamei. So when the Pasuk says, it means someone who carries. Frag the Gemara, one second, v'nichtav rachmana neisei. So why not write what you mean to say? My time aksiv mazeh. Why write mazeh if mazeh actually means neisei? That seems a strange thing to do. Kamash malan deboin and shiur hazah. Meaning, when do we say that someone who carries and transports the mechatas, that they become Tamei and they require a Kibbutz Begadim, if they carry a certain amount of Mechatas? There is a minimum shear, whatever that is, but there is a minimum shear, and then and only then do we say that they become Tamei. So, meaning, and we're going to see in a minute, it means that there's a certain shear which needs to be in the Keli. Then we say someone who carries it is going to be Tamei. So the reason why it says Mazeh is because the shear of a Nesei has to do with the individual who is dipping the Ezev in the Keli for the sake of subsequently being Mazet. So if there is the requisite shear in the Keli, which he's going to ultimately use to be Mazeh, then the Nesei will become Tamei. So again, really the Rabbanim are sticking to their guns. That the Mazeh blibes Tahar. And the Negeya is Tamei. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says, said again, they originally said that Mazeh means, they said Mazeh means Neisei, and the reason why it uses Lashon of Mazeh is to tell me Shir. If you look at the second Tesis, Tesis says, my Mazeh means Neisei. Meaning the pasuk says that the mazeh is tamei and the mazeh requires kibbutz begadim. He's really tamei. We're saying no. Rather, the mazeh is tahar, and you know what mazeh means, the neisei. Now we have to explain. Well, you know, why does it use the lashon of mazeh and so on? Why not just stick with what the pasuk says? Aimer mazeh mamish. Why don't you just say it means mazeh mamish? Yishlemer midachsev vehizo hatohar alatamei. It says when the tohar is mazeh al hatamei. So that seems to have a mashmos that he remains tohar. He is a hatohar. He's the tohar, and he is, and he will be, and he will remain tohar. So from the fact that it says midachsev vehizo hatohar alma dehamazeh tohar. If you see that the Mazeh is Tar, and therefore we are forced to say that Mazeh means something else, and we say Mazeh means Noisei. Bezos goes on to ask a different question. Fine. Good. So we said Maza means Nase, and the only reason why it said Lashon of Maza is to tell me the Be'inan Shior Hazah. Fragbi Gemara, Hanich Lamanda Amra Hazah Tzricha Shior. That's good according to the day which says that Hazah requires a Shior. El Lamanda Hazah Ein Tzricha Shior. But according to the Mandam in Zvachim, who says that Hazah does not require a Shior, Michael and Maymar, then we're back to our original question. How could you possibly say Hazah means Noise? And the reason why I use the Lashon of Hazah is to tell me that there's a requirement of Shior, but there's a day which says Hazah does not require a Shior. It says, when I feel a Mandam Hazah, Ein Tzrich a Shior, Hani Mila Agava de Gavra. I mean, the Machlekes as to whether you do or do not require a shiur is on the person. Meaning, if you say there's no requirement, then we say if even a kol shehu of the mechatas hits the person is tar. Avo b'mana. But in the actual keli, Rashi says avo b'mana shu metabel roshei giv'olei ezev boy tzricha shiur. Meaning that which you dip the agudas ezev, the hyssop, into the keli, there has to be a certain amount of mechatis in that keli in order to say that you have dipped properly. And a chanami, it could be you don't need to put a large amount on the person. Ava b'mana tzricha shir. There is a requirement of shir. Disnan, like we learnt, says the Gemara, the San Kama Yehei Be'en V'yei Kedei Hazah. How much needs to be there? Kedei Sheyitzol Roshei Giv'olin V'yazah. I mean, there needs to be at least enough liquid, at least enough mehatas, that you can be Tovol, the tips of the Giv'olim, of the Hyssop, inside V'yazah. Rashi says, Kolema Kedei Sheyatbilin Be'en Tzvila Sheyei Bo. Meaning it's enough that you can dip it in, and when you spritz and when you flick, some of it will come off onto the nizan, to the one who is receiving the hazah. Good. Al kabanim. All of this was the first answer of the Gemara, the first mahalach of the Gemara. This was all coming to explain Rav Chisda. Again, the Gemara said, "Who is the Tan of the Mishnah?" Who says the Kohen Gadol is doing Avodah the whole 7 days? Chizda said it cannot be Rabbi Kiva. Because Shita's Rabbi Kiva is that if you are Tahar and you receive a Hazah, so from the Pasuk of Vehiza, Hatar al Hatameh teaches me that the Tameh becomes Tahar, but the Tahar becomes Tameh. If you become Tameh and you're receiving the Hazah in this 7 day period, then by definition you are precluded from doing Avodah. And therefore, there's no way you could do Avodah during the 7 day period. By Stois, the Mishnah is the Loi, Rabbi Akiva. That was the first night. Abaya Omar, no. Afilu Teima Rabbi Akiva. We could even say that the Mishnah is going, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. And we'll say very simple. The Avodah Avodah Kula Yema, meaning day number one of the 7 day Prisha, he does Avodah. Ulapanya, and in the afternoon, once he's finished, Madualei, they sprinkle upon him, B'tavel, V'avadayav Shemesh. So every day, or whether it's 3 or 7, or every single day, Makadisle, but the point is he does Avodah, and then once he finishes doing the Avodah, then they're Mazah upon him, he jumps into the mikvah, he has Harav Shemesh, and the next day he's good to go. He's good to go. So therefore we don't have to be Nidchak, and say, I mean, we don't want a Stam Mishnah to be going Deloy Ali Bader Bekiva, when we know, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vekula Ali Bader Bekiva, all the Mishnayis and Brises and so on, everything is ultimately Ali Bader Bekiva. So it's a Deichak to be Maimed at Delek Rebekiva. It goes like Rebekiva. And the Hazah was done at Le'ez Erev. Good. Right. Now, the next thing we want is going to be Medayik. Is the Seder. Meaning it mentions in our Mishnah that he does the Zrik Saddam. It says he's Makta the Kteris and he's Mativ the Neris. He's Makta the Kteris and he's Mativ the Neris. So from a Daik, Lashna Mishnah, our Mishnah seems to imply Kteris first Neiris second. First Keteris, then Neiris. Says the Gemara, Makter es HaKeteris u'metiv es HaNeiris. Alma Keteris Beresha v'HadeNeirois. So you see that Keteris is first and then comes Neirois. Viraminu, I'll ask you a kasha from the Mishnah in Tamid in Paragimel. It says, Mi shizacha bedishin mizbeach apanimi. O mi shizacha b'menera. O mi shizacha b'kteris. So it's speaking over there about, right, it mentions three Mishnayas, one after the other, and it speaks about who was zeche in the various pious in which they would have. And if we're medayik, the seder over there, so who's going to be zeche in being medashim and mizbeach? And then it mentions Neiris, it mentions the menorah, and then it mentions Keteris. So again, our Mishnah says implies Keteris first, Neiris second. The Mishnah in Talmud seems to imply Neiris first and Keteris second. That is the Gemara's kasha. So we're asking from a Star Mishnah against a Star Mishnah. So Amrav Huna Man Tana Talmud, who is the Tana of the Mishnah in Maseches Talmud? Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. It is going like Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. Okay, so meaning that even though you thought the Mishnah in Talmud was a Stam, and like Rabbi Meir, like us, it's going like Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah, and therefore comes out it's a Machlekes, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah with our Sugya, with our Mishnah as to is Keteris and Neiris first like our Sugya, or Neiris and first and Keteris second like Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah.
What's left a minute? So what? If we learn the one is, in the one case, this is first, in the other case, that's mentioned first. The fact of the matter is, he's got to do these avodas.
The question is, what's the nafkamina? Well, the nafkamina is every single day when they do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's got to be done exactly the way it should be done. So, no, is the first thing Keteris and then Neiris, or then Neiris and Keteris?
This doesn't mean that this is the order, this is just the way it's mentioned.
Well, the Gemara is Medaik, Alma, Keteris, Beresha, Vahadeneris. And the fact that it's being presented that way in the Mishnah, so the Gemara understands that the presentation is coming to teach us the order.
But the other Gemara that mentions it in the reverse order and in the correct sequential order, so the other Gemara mentions that it
is
in the
sequel. Well, you're saying one is just Lavdafka.
Yeah.
You're assuming that one of them is Lavdafka.
Well, because you've got two Gemaras mentioning different orders, and we know you're going to do both, and so we haven't resolved.
So right. So you mean right. So,
what order is it?
I'm sorry.
Isn't the question what order is it?
Right.
We know the order.
What makes you think you know the order?
The first thing he's got to do is got to clean up the neighbors.
Why? Why do you say that?
I thought that was obvious.
Now, I mean, our Mishnah seems to imply that the Keteris comes first, and then comes the neighbors. So that's cool for Alze Anudanim. Good. So this stage we're saying that the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma on Daf Yudalad Omer Aleph implies Keteris first, Neiris second. The Mishnah in Maseches Talmid, which says Neiris first and Keteris second, is going like Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. Frag the Gemara, Vaha Ipcha Shaminin Lei. But we actually see that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah argues over there on the Tana of that Mishnah, clearly implying that he is not the Tana of the Mishnah over there in Perigimel Mishnah Vav. Va Ipcha Shamin and Lay. Now let's just perhaps be Maktim. And I will share the screen for those who are with us. So here we have like this. Here we have the Mizbeach. For those in the room, so one enters the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, the Kevish is on the south side. So you're walking up the ramp, you're walking up the Kevish. Yeah, you can see that. You're walking up the Kevish, you're walking on the south. So to your right is going to be the east. So you're going to walk, and we know you always walk to your right, so you're walking round to the east, and you're going to walk down along the eastern side, and then you're going to get to the northern side, obviously, and then to the west. and then back down to the south. So we're going to have a discussion over here as to when they do the matan damim of the carbon oila. So we know that sometimes there's different matonis which are done for different carbonis. So usually for a carbon oila we say you do shtaim shehen arba. So imagine, if you will, this is the, for those in the room, this is the mizbeach. If this is the mizbeach, so here's the kavish over here, south side over here. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to do one matan dam over here on the northeastern side, and the matan damim is going to be on, you're going to do one zrika so that it goes on both sides of the mizbeach, and then you're going to go all the way back round to the southwestern side and do another matan dam over here on both sides.
The
kevish is the ramp, and then on the side of the kevish there was a lower ramp.
Yes.
And sometimes you're right. Sometimes he'd walk around the seiviv. You know, it depends. You know, because the seiviv didn't go all the way around.
Yes,
so it depends. You know what he needed to do. But the point is, when it comes to the oila, there's going to be a shtaim shen arba on the northeastern corner, and then diagonally on the southeastern corner. So let's take a look at Rashi before we see the Hemshech. Again, we're saying, don't tell me that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is the Tana over there in Maseches Tamid. He argues with the Stam Mishnah over there. Says Rashi, he is the barplug that the shamin lay the palagas tami the mesechas tamid. But lay me took mustami the tamid kavasay. We cannot establish the stamish like him. This not. Okay, we'll just read the Gemara and then we'll come back and see the Rashi. This not. What does the Mishnah say? Bo leile karen mizrachis tzvaynis. He reaches the northeastern corner. So what does he do? Nesen mizracha tzvayna. He places the dam on the northeastern corner. He continues walking around. Marav is dreimis. He goes all the way around diagonally. I mean, this is the matan dam which he does over here. It sits on either side. He walks all the way around to the southwestern corner. Over here, southwestern corner. And then he does another one. Marav is dreimis. Nosin Marava Droma. So northeastern and then southwest. That is what the Tana says. Now, Vitani Allah, and on that comes along Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishane Vitamid. He says, you know what? Even though a Tamid is an Oila, Oilas Tamid, so even though it is an Oila, but the Tamid is different. Tamid is different. Mishane Vitamid. What does that mean? I agree. Stage number one, you're right. Mizrachis Tzvaynes, when he reaches the northeastern side, I agree to what you said, Tanakama. Nesin Mizracha Tzvayna. However, when he gets to the western, the southwestern side, Marav is Dremis. So you know what he does? First, Nesin Marava. He places the dam on the western side exclusively. Yachakach. Nason Drema, and then he places it on the southern side exclusively. So Tanakam is saying northeast, Achas Shein Shtayim, Shtayim southwest, Achas Shein Shtayim. And says Rabbi Shimon, Ish Hamitzpah, I agree, northeast, Achas Shishtayim. But now you're walking around, so again, east, north, west. Before you get to the very corner, you place the dam on the western side, you take a left, turn the corner, and now you're back on the southern side, you place the dam on the southern side. So it's Achashem Shtaim, and then another one, and then another one. We're gonna see where he gets it from. But the point is, we have a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Ish Hamitzvah. So let's see the Rashi now. This nine. He reaches the northeastern side from Mizbeach. What does he do? Neisen matana rishena mizrachet tzvayna matana achas kimin gam yevanis nikeres lamizrachet tzafen. So he does a achas yishtayim umisham makif b'haylef. Then he continues walking around. Ubo loy lekeren maravis dremis. Now he reaches the southwestern corner of the Nesin Marav Adrema. Why? Sheha Oila Teuna Shtei Matana Shin Arba. This is the din by Karban Oila Shtayim Shehin Arba. That's the din. The Shtei Kranes Zu Keneged Alachseina Shul Zu. One diagonally opposite the other one, as we said, northeast, southwest. Why do we say northeast and southwest? You know, why don't we do south, southeast, and you know, north, northwest, and so on. Now the Tani Allah says Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Ish Hamitzvah Mishane v'Tamid. He changes the Tamid b'Matan Dam HaTamid. Even though a Talmud is an Oila, but he says the Talmud is different than a regular Oila. You're right. Exactly what Tanakh said. However, it's two separate Matanes. They were like the way he walks. Shehu Makif, Ubam and Amarev, he's walking from the west, Ladarim to the south, Ukshmagia le Karen, and then when he reaches the corner, Nesin Shtei Matanis with Pisuk, separately, Taimu Mefarish Lakame. But the point is that, again, we have a stira. In the Mishnah, in Yuman, Daf Yudal, it says Keteris first, Neris second. The Mishnah Paragimel of Talmud says Neris first, there is second. So, we wanted to suggest and say that the Tana of the Mishnah of Talmud is Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, but now we're saying in the Hemshech over there of that Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah disagrees with the Tana. So clearly, he cannot be the Tana. So the Gemara, okay, so we'll make a minor adjustment. Ela Am Rabbi Yochanan. Man Tana say the Yuma, Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. So who is our Tana by us? It is Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah who disagrees with the Stam Mishnah over there in Talmud. Very simple. So very good. The Tana of Yuma, which says Keteris first, Neris second, is Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. The Stam Mishnah in Talmud, which says Neris first, Keteris second, is the Stam Mishnah, like Rabban, whoever that is, and we've been Niyashivit. Very good. Says the Gemara, 1 second, the Rami say the Yuma, I say the Yuma. Okay, let me pose a stira within Maseches Yuma. This now we have a Mishnah later on in Chaf Hei Yom and Aleph in the next Perek, and again we're going to be medayik the seder of the way things are presented. This now, Pais Hasheni, the second lottery, mi shechet mi zerek mi medashin mizbeach apnimi mi medashin sama noira. So in the second pious it mentions menorah, ner, and only in the third pious it mentions keteris. So the Mishnah in the next parak also seems to imply neris and then keteris. So again, the Mishnah in Yudalud in Parakam of Yuma says keteris and then neris. The Mishnah in the next parak says neris and then Keteris. So again, we're coming back to our stira. Just to mention, it says over here, the Lashon, by the Pious Shlishi, it says, Chadoshim Lakteris Bo Vefisu. Anyone who has yet to be Zoicha in the Keteris should come and be included in the lottery. you should come and be included in the law. So if you look at Rashi in the first wide line, Hadashim Kehanim Shlayektiru Kteris Mimeyem, they've never been Zeicha to be marked to the Kteris. Yeskam Tzukulan Lekan Legir Lakteris Avalo Yishonim. But anyone who has had Kteris before, who's done it, is not to be included. Gamar Kamon Ma'olam Leishanaba Adam Tishaisa Masheris. Because it was a skula for wealth. Shnemer yasimu katera ba'apach, halashmuk kateris. Basrei b'achashem chaylei. And therefore, only new kahanim could be included. And as Rashi speaks out, v'komakim shamina mina ha'tovas ha'neris k'dem ez l'kateris. You see that neris is before kateris. Just to mention very briefly, there is a well-known piece of Ramah in Hilchas Bris Mila in Reish Samchei. With the Ramah, says that Noyigim Lahadra Achamitzazu to be the Sandik. Gliye Sandik Litve Satinit Lemoyalai. The Yafakech Sandik Mikech Hamoyal. When the Sandik comes before the Moyal, Legabi Kibudim and Kriya Satera. And so on. Why? The whole Sandik have a Kamakta Kteris, says the Ramah Bashim the Ma'ril. It's like someone who is Makta Kteris, like the Ramah, but the Chain. Noyagim shalei litin shnei yaladim lebal bris echad. So the minig is not to give a second child to the same sandik. Kedar meinin gabik teris hadashim luk teris balver visu. Therefore, you don't give a sandik. You're not mechabed the same person to be a sandik for a second one of your children. It says the Gra over here. Shtarka, very strong language against the Ramah. Dvarov ein lahem shachar. The words of the Ramah don't make any sense. Dinkin, my time and me adam echadafka. Echad layasa beis from sandik l'olam. It's mashma that I cannot be mechabed a person to be a sandik for my second child. But that person can be the sandik for Reuben's, one of Reuben's children, or one of Shimon's children, or one of Levi's children. It's a din that the person should not be a sandik more than once, so then it doesn't make any sense. That is the one sign of the Gra. Second sign of the Gra is, Ulaylam Lerainu sandik shim shimis asher. We don't see that someone who becomes a sandik becomes wealthy. We simply don't see it. That is the taina of the Gra. The Peskei Tshuva over here quotes the Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda says that the minig is not like the Ramah, he says. He says, we don't go like the Ramah. The minhag is not like the Ramah. Why? He says, because b'chol medinas poilin ein medaktik in b'zeh, u'b'hai b'makim is harav ha'kavua hu chiyuv l'sandik tamid. The Rav is the sandik v'gampoi ki l'aseinu, presumably it's referring to Prague, ein ha'kol makpid in b'zeh. So the Rai of the Neid B'Yudah is because the Rav often is the sandik, more than once. The Chassam Sefer has a time on the Neid B'Yudah. You know, the Chassam Sefer was a contemporary, although younger, than the Neid B'Yudah. Chassam Sefer says that I don't understand the Neid B'Yudah's raya. From the fact that the Rav is the standing more than once, he says a fascinating thing. Sharei b'koyin godol lo ne'mar haklal of hadashim l'kteris bo v'fisu. Remember, the koyin godol can come and be maktir and makriv whenever he wants, as much as he wants. The commission before the Gemara. Then God will maktir makriv chedik bereish. V'chanami harav av bezdin be'iroi kekain godol shemaktir v'sheina. Says the Chassam Sefer an amazing thing. He says the Rav, the av bezdin, he's considered to be like the kain godol. And just like the kain godol can do it several times, so to the Rav can do it several times. Akobanim. So that is the kasha we're asking over here. You're telling me that Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah is the Tana of the Mishnah Daf Yudal Mabez, which is Keteris first, Neris second. But we have the Mishnah in Chafayim and Aleph, which says Neris first and Keteris second. That is the Gemara's kasha. Rabbaya le kasha kan ba'atavis shtei neiris kan ba'atavis chamesh neiris. So let's explain what this means. We are going to see that As we know, they were madlik seven neiris. But they did, they were madlik five, and then there was a hafsik with something, and then they were madlik two more. Five hafsik two. So, says Abaya, really Rabbi Shemisha Mitzvah is the Tana in Meseches Yuma, in Perikam and in Perik Beis. In Perikam it says Keteris first, Neiris second. In Perik Beis it says Neiris first and Keteris second. It depends, are we referring to the Neiris, the five Neiris, or the two Neiris? And that is the difference. Meaning the Seder is that you have first your Madlik, the five Neiris, then you're Mak to the Keteris, then your Madlik, the two Neiris. So you're made to the two Neiris. So it's five Neiris, Keteris, two Neiris. And that's how we can be Miyashid it. So yes, our Mishnah says Keteris precedes Neiris. It means the Keteris precedes the two Neiris. And the Mishnah on Chafei, which says the Neiris precedes the Keteris, that's referring to the five Neiris goes before the Keteris. That's how we say it. So again, Am Rabbi Aloy Kasha, Kan Batavis Shtei Neiris, Kan Batavis Chamish Neiris. Fragli Gemara LeMeimra, the Keteris Mafsik Lu. Do you mean to say that the Hafsik between the five and the two is done through Keteris? Is that what you mean? V'ha Abaya Mesadim Marach Mishmi Gemara. Abaya is saying over the order of how things were placed on the Marach, based on the Mesira. And he said like this, Ubedam Hatamid Mafsiklu. So when Abai was speaking about what is the hefsik which was done between the five and the two, he didn't say like you're saying now, five Neiris, Keteris, two Neiris. He didn't say that. He said five Neiris, Dam Hatamid, two Neiris. That's what he said. So how does that work? Ubedam Hatamid Mafsiklu. Amri Leikasha, Hahu, when Abai was speaking, he was speaking Aliba L'Abashol. So according to Abashol, the Hafsik was in fact done with the Dam HaTamid. Whereas Ha, by us, and the way that we're going to be Miyashiv, our Sugya is L'Rabbanon. So the kids, it's coming out like this. According to the Rabbanon of Abashol, there's the Hatav, there's the five Neiris, then there's the Keteris, and then there's the two Neiris. Whereas, that's according to the Rabbanan of Abishol. According to Abishol, five Neiris, and then you have the Dam of the Tomit, and then you have the two Neiris. That's what comes out. Titania, we learned in a Braisa, Loi Yetiv, Es HaNeiris, V'Achagach Yatir. One should not be Metiv, all seven Neiris. And then do the haktara, ala yaktir v'yachakach yetiv. But rather the haktara should come in between the five and the last two. So you're mativ five, and then you're maktir, and then you're mativ two more. Abishol emer, no, mativ v'yachakach maktir. You're mativ all seven, and then you do the haktara. So again, we're bringing a raya that, according to the Rabbanan, what goes in between the five and the two? The Keteris. So my time at Abishol, who says you do all seven Neiris and then you do the Keteris, the Chsib, Abayka, Abayka, Betivas, and Neiris. The Pasuk says, in the morning, every morning, when you're made to the Neiris, and then it finally says, Yaktirena, Vahati Yaktirena, implying that all seven Neiris comes first. Whereas the Rabban who say that between five and the two, you do the Keteris. Rabban Amai Ka'amar Rahmana. No. It means Be'idin Hatava Te'mak the Keteris. It means at the time of the Hatava of the last two, then you should be Makter the Keteris. Dile Te'mahachi. If you don't say this, but rather you say like Abishol. The first year you're mates of all of the Neiris. And only then you do the Keteris. So what do you even say when it comes to the afternoon? It also mentions Neiris in Kteris, Sochanami, the Bereshia, Madlik, Neiris, Vahadamak, Kteris, Shalbin Abayim. Are you going to tell me that you are Madlik all seven Neiris and only then you do the Kteris? The Chitim Achanami, and if you'll say yes, in Achanami you do that, you do all seven Neiris first and the Kteris afterwards. Vatanya, we learn out from the Pasuk Me'ervat Baker, Me'ervat Baker. We learn out Tein La Midasa. Ensure that there is sufficient oil. Kol halayla. Make sure that it burns the entire night. Kol halayla. Rashi says, Tain la, two lines down, Lamanera midas shem and kadesh te delekis kol halayla. Veshira chachanim chatzi leg lechol nerva nerva yish bekadil had kol halayla shaltkufis tevis. Semyezim biktsara yoysa. Meaning ensure that there is sufficient oil to burn even on the long nights of Tavis. So if you do that in the middle of the summer, we have leftover oil, that's fine. The Tavis Yishanim quotes from the Riva, who says, now, Shubilele Tamuz, Hayuaisin Psiles Aves, thick wicks. Nubilele Tavis Benenies, thinner wicks. So in other words, it was always the same amount of oil. And all of the oil was used up, and the way they would do that is by having either wider, thicker wicks or thinner wicks. Al Kaparim, the Gemara is saying that we're learning out from this pasuk. It says, "Me'erv ad beker tein lamidasa shetid delekes velechas kala laila me'erv ad beker." Davrach, second thing we learn, "Me'erv ad beker ein lachavoy de shikshir me'erv ad beker elazubel vad." The only avoda which is permitted to do from the night until the following morning is Hadlakas Neiris. So you see that the last thing which they do is Hadlakas Neiris. Either Pasuk seems to say the word Keteris at the end. It says Ubalei Zarnas Aneiris Vinarvaim Yakti Reno, which implies Keteris at the very end. Elamaika Amrahmana. What are we going to have to say the term means? Be'idin Hadlaka. It just means at the time when you are doing the hadlaka, the keteris should be lit. If so, hachanami, I'll say when it comes to the morning, the same thing. Say the rabbanan hachanami be'idin hatava, when you're made to the last two neiris, the keteris should be lit. The abishol, what will abishol respond? I'll say, don't bring me a raya from what happens in the evening. The abishol amar lecha shanyas and nechsev oisoy. In the evening, when there's a mute that says the word oisoy, so you're forced to ensure that the keteris comes before the final hadlaka, because that's the only thing which is permitted me'erv ad boker. Actually, in the morning, where there's no such peda, really I'll tell you, it could be that you are made of all seven neiris, and only then you are makter. So the kitzer, what comes out, we're saying that Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah is the Tana of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Keteris first, and then comes Neiris. What does that mean? Keteris is before the Neiris. It means the Keteris is before the last two Neiris. The Mishnah in Chotei says Neiris comes before the Keteris. It's referring to the first five Neiris before the Keteris. And we're saying we're being mafsik with the Keteris in between, which goes like the Rabbanan of Abishol. They say you do Neiris, Keteris, Neiris, as opposed to Avishol, who says that you do all the Neiris first, and only then you do the Keteris.